Maryland lawmakers are expressing ongoing frustrations with the current COVID-19 vaccination rollout. They spoke at a state Senate workgroup meeting yesterday with acting state health secretary Dennis Schrader. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
In response to the numerous complaints from residents who can't seem to get an appointment, acting state health secretary Dennis Schrader suggested residents sign up in multiple places to try to get a vaccine appointment.
Once they get an appointment, we'd like to encourage them to, you know, cancel their other waiting list they've put themselves on.
Currently, Maryland does not have a centralized website where all eligible residents can sign up for vaccinations. Instead, residents sign up on different websites depending on where they're getting their vaccine. Depending on their provider, residents can also make an appointment over the phone. Schrader also pushed back on critics who say the state needs a centralized system.
As we look at other states, there is a very high risk of creating one website that fails and then the whole system collapses. The way it's set up now, we are getting doses into arms and it's working.
But lawmakers lamented that since the beginning of the vaccination process, Maryland has consistently lagged behind most states in getting vaccines into the arms of residents.
And I would just beg to differ. I think creating a single website where everyone can go into, as long as it's done well and supported, is the best way to be able to queue people up in line.
That was Senator Clarence Lamb, a Democrat who represents parts of Baltimore and Howard counties, responding to Schrader. Throughout the meeting, he and other lawmakers said their constituents were struggling to navigate multiple websites in order to make appointments.
And the variations there are really confusing to people and make it really difficult for people to be able to sign up.
Senator Ron Young, a Democrat who represents Frederick County, was one of many residents who struggled to make an appointment. After getting his first dose, he couldn't schedule his second dose.
That's just me, but I know that's happening with a lot of people. You said call in all these places. That's really tough. I mean, I'm having people tell me they're calling all over the place. They're not getting in.
Young said that in particular, many of his senior constituents were struggling with appointments. Lawmakers contend that the most vulnerable residents are not being prioritized. Prince George's County, a predominantly Black jurisdiction, currently has the lowest proportion of vaccinated residents in Maryland. When Senator Jim Rosapep, a Democrat who represents that county, and Anne Arundel asked why this was the case, Schrader blamed vaccine hesitancy.
We're gonna do everything we possibly can. It's not for a lack of doses. It's for a lack of demand, and we've got to get the demand up.
But Rosapep pushed back, saying that just as many, if not more, of his Prince George's constituents are eager to get the vaccine.
It is not a lack of demand. It is a mismatch of supply and demand. I assure you there is enough demand in Prince George's County for the doses that you have.
Last week, when counties had a shortage in allocated second doses, Schrader instructed providers to prioritize giving the vaccine to people who had gotten their first dose. In another wrench in the state's vaccination process, shortly after the meeting, the Anne Arundel County Health Department announced that it is canceling second doses today and Wednesday morning. The department stated that there had been a delay of more than 7,000 second doses over the past 2 weeks. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.